Usually I don't do a countdown, but we're going to do a countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You already know, man. You already know. We back up in it. Welcome back to Can I Vibe with
Welcome
y'all.
Back.
Where the vibes are immaculate every time we hop up in here.
Every time.
Every time. Fish your first time watching. It's your boy Kaz. You can follow the IG CAZ_0. I'm going to pass it over to you.
And it's your boy Chris. You can follow me on IG at Mathis023.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we got the guests back up in here. Yes. As always, you already know. You heard the background chatter while we were doing a little intro. So go ahead and introduce yourselves.
What's up, baby? My name is Hannah Cedillo.
Oh, okay.
Wait, go on.
What?
Go crazy.
I'm Hannah Cedillo.
I love that. I love
and the this intensity. Is.
My name is Nikila, Nikila Nicholas, the one and only. Mm-hmm. IG Nikila Nicholas, N-I-K-E-L-I-A, Nicholas.
Okay. Hannah Cedillo, H-A-N-N-A-C-E-D-I-L-L, three O's.
I'm going to start coming in like, what's up, baby? It's Kaz.
Ask Hannah right now if there's a Four Loko in her car. Ask her right now.
You drink Four Lokos? To this day?
Damn.
Sometimes, you know.
Oh, you're proud of it too.
That's her guilty pleasure.
It's literally like for $3.50.
This is the first time we're kicking someone off the show. I can't do this.
For $3.50.
I can't do this.
You chug half a Four Loko and you're good to go.
I'm not completely against it.
Blacked out.
But I'm mostly against it.
It depends. Like,
you know what it is? It has, sorry, continue.
It just
continue.
Like, it does what it needs to do when you need to get going. That's all.
This is true.
Mm-hmm.
I've had one Four Loko in my life.
Oh, wow.
And I never had one ever again.
Why?
That's how bad
experience?
It was.
Yeah, like,
that's
bad.
How bad. I don't remember that night to this day.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Like, well, I mean, yeah.
Oh, so I see. Okay, I see what type of drinking.
Well, we started drinking.
You like to forget your nights.
We started drinking Four Lokos in high school.
It has good memories tied to it.
That's the only time I had one.
Yeah, no, we would go to Deerfield Beach.
Great memories.
No
what memories.
Memories
though.
That's my memories of the Four Loko. It's Memorial Day. You're outside. Your entire high school's out there. Everyone's just like having a good time. This fucking there's a beach volleyball being played. Things just. Things happen. There's a football being thrown. I mean, I
can't
grew
see
down
my motor
here.
Skills being very good. Off
oh,
the
I wasn't playing any of that.
Oh, you were. So, so this was a dream, basically.
And you
this
go
is what you shouldn't
beach.
Do, specifically.
And but you can't chug the whole thing. No chugging is a lot. No chugging.
That's
make
a
sure
sip
you eat food.
And pimp drink. Only strictly. Strictly.
You hear that, Four Loko? We simping and pimping.
Sponsored by Four Lokos.
The gold can.
The gold can. 14% only ever.
Maybe
the
watermelon.
The gold one.
Yeah, the gold that's one. The best one.
That's the highest percentage. The next one's the
that's
watermelon.
Yes.
And the next one is the green,
green
sour.
But the green, you shouldn't get the, if you
don't get
the green one,
green.
Go home.
Did y'all plan this?
No.
What?
We just
wait, the beach
y'all are,
days?
No,
or?
Y'all are like so in sync with these.
No, yeah, we're all
for real.
We've known each other for like eons.
What?
This
in
is crazy.
All right, this
world.
Is getting weird.
This is crazy.
For a while now.
This is crazy.
We're basically married. We're one person.
All right, so I guess we're going to officially start this episode. All over again.
So what's up, baby? Now we're starting.
What's up, baby? You know how it is. You know, we just getting started, gang, gang. We're going to come on here and talk on smack. You know how it is. Week in, week out, we do this thing.
Okay.
We ain't new to this. We true to this. You know what I'm saying?
Inspired.
They said they try to hold us back, but we not holding back because we about to get started. We about to get crazy up in here.
Hey.
Gang, gang, gang. Hold on. Let me hit it one more time for him.
Oh, no.
All right. First question. If you found the love of your life, but your parents don't approve, are you staying with them?
Yes.
It depends on how old I am.
How old are you now?
What?
In high school, I would have been like, yeah, 100%. Now
you have a lot of high school stories.
I've lived
I'm starting
lot.
To realize
I've
that.
I've lived a lot.
A lot of lives?
Mm. A lot of different lives.
No, I definitely would. I mean, my parents will don't like what they don't like, and that's just your opinion. So
okay.
She's just...
I'm also just kind of like this, so.
She's a little mean, yeah.
Bow, blunt.
I mean, they'll be tolerable, I'm sure. My parents, personally, they'll be tolerable, so.
So if you bring them to a Christmas party, family party.
Well, it depends. Like, why don't you like them? It's a layered question, but.
Okay, that's a good point.
What if they, like, absolutely hate them?
Well, it's probably for good reason.
Yeah.
So I probably wouldn't be that person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would definitely consider. I don't have the best.
What if they just don't like how they look? For real?
Nah, it's not.
They
a good
would
reason.
Never it say that to me.
That's not a good. It does. It does happen. Not a good reason. I'd still stick with them.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
for sure.
I'd probably just ride it out until I'm like, oh yeah, you guys are right, and then move on. That's how it always goes.
But what if they weren't right? Like, what if you?
What?
This is the question. Is the love of your life? This is the love of your life. Mm-hmm.
Mm. I'd write it out. Is what she said. I'd waste your time. Right. And minds is what
this
she said.
This was fun. Thanks for 8 years.
I just probably don't make the best decisions, so I just would have to write it out until I see for myself. You know.
Okay.
I mean.
Okay.
If we reflect, you know, it's probably. Are we reflecting?
What if your family and your friends didn't Ooh. Like them?
Yeah, been there, done that. I mean,
oh,
and you still
had to write it out.
Wow!
So maybe this wasn't a good person.
Were you one of the friends?
That I was one of those friends.
Mm. Oh,
damn!
Twice.
This question is perfect for y'all. Twice.
What
the? Like 17 times.
So you actually do make bad choices.
Twice. In there.
So not even bad choices per se. It's just like
what do you think about her choices in men? Since you didn't like two of them.
Nah, you already took too long to answer.
No, they've all been different choices. I mean, overall, maybe douchey.
Okay, so there's a common thread.
Yeah.
So if we're doing the report card, what's her grade overall?
Based off overall,
damn,
it's like
a D minus.
Like a C plus. A C plus.
Captain, you was thinking a D.
I was thinking a C. I added the plus, but I mean, C, solid C plus. High five. That's solid C plus. I'm down with that.
Should we talk about yours?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely talk about not. It. Absolutely not.
Talk about it. What would you rate? What would be your report card?
Oh, yeah.
Card
what
for?
Would your report card?
I mean, like, probably a C as well. Yeah.
I feel like your response
she said
made
C
sense.
Plus. You said C.
To me, at least.
Yeah. Her most recent error.
Fire, but also sucks.
Mm-hmm. What about you guys? Yeah, I'll turn the tables back on you.
Next,
round table robin.
I don't know who should go first.
We're playing roulette.
Well, in your case, I'd have to do. We have to refine it a little bit.
Why are we refining? What's with the refining?
What does that mean?
What's going on with that?
Refine what?
Well, our good friend Chris here does not date.
Okay, why?
So I have no one to really base this
off. Okay, we're gonna come back.
It would be
to that
based
question.
Off of hookups, basically.
Okay, let's talk about it. Let's open it up.
Wait, no.
Red top table.
It's
not a therapy session. It's not a therapy session. Oh.
Do you feel therapized?
It's an intervention. It's an intervention.
Oh. It's an intervention.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Oh, man.
Yeah. What were you saying?
So you don't date. Why don't you date? Why do you only hook up with Don Day?
Oh my God. We do this every time. Yeah. Go ahead, please.
Answer the question.
What do the report card
do you
first,
have
and
siblings?
Then,
okay.
And then, look, here we go.
Oh Lord.
The next question gonna be like,
what's your sign?
No. See?
No, timing.
See, we're not gonna do this. This is the earliest it's ever happened. Usually, it's at the end.
I'll make it.
It was
quick
like four questions out.
Afterwards, after we grade. Right.
Okay, grade.
It's hard to give you a grade based on.
I know. I so what about grade my sexual partners?
What? That okay.
Sexual well, partners in what okay. sense?
Well, I would only know based off of what? Looks.
Like what? Oh, okay.
What are we grading? How was the experience? That's what you're going to grade?
I think I don't know about that. I don't know the answer to it. Mm-hmm. Give like a B.
Okay, based
Wait,
off
what
though?
Do you mean? Yeah,
like looks-wise. Looks-wise.
Oh, so attractiveness.
Because dating, you're dating like off of like personality, so you're grading the guys
and
that
she's like,
dated.
Like a B plus. Like a B plus. B plus.
Okay.
Because I could good. Just go, I can only go off of looks.
Yeah. B plus.
I only know so much about them.
Right, like, right. Yeah,
B plus. Got it.
And I guess for me, it'll be... Mm-hmm. Girls I was actually with.
Yeah, yeah.
Hilarious.
No. I would give it an A plus.
An A plus.
Wow, that's 100%.
Yeah.
That is 100%. Or at least like a 95.
Well, damn, I feel bad for giving yours was different, but
No. I'll do an A minus because of not the most recent, but the other one before.
Previous
that.
One.
Okay. Yeah. Mm,
okay.
478.
Okay. That's fair.
What?
That's fair.
But
the only reason
the only reason
can't give an A yet is because
I know.
We still tapping into different things.
Yeah, I still gotta try, you know, going out on dates and
well, you don't date. So okay, so back to why don't you date?
2023, I'm actually giving it a try.
That's not what I asked you.
Okay, well, go ahead. What's the question?
Why don't you date?
I'm just not into dating. I just, I'm not the type of man for it.
What does that mean?
I like sleeping around.
But is it like a one night stand?
Yes. Or you just... Absolutely.
So you're like in and out and that's it?
Yes.
Pump and dump.
That's exactly that's exactly what I use, pump and dump. Pump and dump.
But like if you look further into that, what does it say about you?
That he likes to pump and dump.
That it
what?
That you just like.
What does it say about me?
You just like.
It just
like
means the, like he doesn't like want to be committed to anything. He doesn't want any expectations. Be.
I don't even have time for a girlfriend right now.
No, I feel that.
I got a podcast. I got a job. Like I don't got time for that right now. I'm too busy trying to grow myself.
Exactly.
So I'm not sitting here stringing a girl along like I don't know myself.
Good point.
Like I think I'm ready for a relationship. And
you
now
do
I'm trying
tell
to,
him like I ain't looking for nothing. So
yeah. Go find somebody else. Don't give me your heart because I'm not going to know what to do with it.
That's actually a really good thing.
How do y'all feel about work husbands and work wives?
In regards to what?
It depends on what job you're in.
If you're dating someone and then you're at your work,
No.
You have a boyfriend and he refers to a female at his job that she's a work wife to him.
What? Well, he doesn't.
He
doesn't have to say that to her, that he refers to her as that. But that's kind of what she is.
Horrible.
Yeah, so how do you feel about
absolutely
that?
Not. That's weird. I mean, I thought you were referencing originally like someone's not in a relationship and they have a work husband, work wife. I thought that's what you meant. That's a different story.
Okay, let's get both. Let's go in a relationship and then not in a relationship.
Okay, in a relationship, trifling.
I literally hate you.
That's
why? That's, you can't have friends?
You can.
Sex
friends versus...
No, you can. For sure.
Work wife?
No, for what?
Okay. That's playful.
No, it's not. It is.
What?
It is.
Triggering.
But there's a
sounds
level.
Sounds controlling, but okay, go ahead. They sound controlling.
There's a level of weird.
Wow, you can't have.
What does a work wife entail?
I don't know. What do you think it entails? Since you think that's trifling, what do you think it entails?
Flirty, touchy, feely, looky, like. It's
damn, you went straight to the negative.
I'm with that because I'm not a fan of if. If I found out my girl got a work husband,
bro.
And women be having work husbands more than men have
this
work
is true.
Wives.
This is true.
Because she spends 8 hours out the day with
it's
that
the wine
man.
For me.
Mm-hmm. Listen.
It's the wine.
He's like,
she
it
spends
is. He's like,
eight
so
hours
like,
out
so
the day
nice.
With that man. Hold on. What a ring at? What a ring at?
Put a pinky ring on.
Here you go, baby.
I'm going to talk about this.
What's up, baby?
Hold on. Listen, baby.
Listen.
You go to work, you spend 8 hours out the day with that man, you better get your shit together. Mm. We ain't doing that.
That's what I'm saying.
And then you come home talking about you tired.
Mm.
You tired?
Mm. Oh, you want to
spend time with me?
Details like that.
I'm just saying, it happens. It's a crisis in America.
Damn, you want to talk
it's
about
a,
it?
It's a crisis.
Honestly, you know what
you sound
it is?
Very passionate about it. You want to talk about it? Was there experience?
We ain't going to talk about that because you know damn well you're trying to instigate right now. Thank you for the pinky ring.
No, you know what it is? You don't feel it or like maybe... Will King like grasp that feeling as much because I mean, I don't know if you haven't been in a relationship or like the last time you're in a relationship, but like your brain is just
she said,
like,
you don't get it, you don't understand,
it doesn't apply to you.
Like, I just feel like you would like feel it more. I don't know,
you know, I'm free as a bird, I can
see
do whatever
if
I want.
If he actually did have a girl and she had a work husband, he's the type he wouldn't even care,
yeah,
she could be. She could be fucking.
Oh, yeah, because
I got a work wife.
I agree.
I got a work wife as well. Sure.
On some level, I agree. Like, I would like partially care. I probably care a lot more after time, but I'm also kind of like, all right, well, like I'm committed to you.
Mm-hmm.
So
I would care.
It
if
just
it,
kind
if
of
y'all were
like we're human.
Yeah.
So I get it. But if you're doing trifling shit, like
yeah,
then
that's
I'm
when I would
you
care.
Like I'm gonna
if
check
y'all
you
just like you coworkers and you just happen to be in the same space.
But
that
would just be someone that's next to you. It's not like
yeah,
a work wife husband.
But you're eventually going to grab.
Plus, you are there 8 hours
connection.
A day. Like
yeah.
I mean, like
yeah,
it's kind of inevitable.
You want to come up with nicknames with each other, like
yeah,
that's what you're going to
do. It makes work more enjoyable if you're more enjoyable at work.
Sexy.
It makes sense. It's not like it doesn't make sense. It can
see,
be. It depends on who you're
I
with.
Could,
that's the thing.
It's inevitable. Like I can live with that. But if you going out for drinks, and next thing you know, like
oh yeah, no, oh, we ain't doing all that. We ain't
you're
doing all that.
Sucking a dick in the car.
We ain't doing all that.
You can
what
say that. You can say that. But you can't curse.
Listen.
Yeah, you done cursed twice.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
I had to. It happens.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. We're talking long term. Say you work in a career. I'm not talking about like quick little job. You work in a career. You're in the career of like 15 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know Pedro. You've known Pedro for 15 years already.
Why is his name Pedro?
I don't know. That's the first name I thought of. Shout out my dog Pedro. Okay. You know him for 15 years already. You know, he's been trying to come at you for 12 of them.
Damn.
Finally, like, you know, things not good at home. You give in and do it.
I mean, that's like insecurity right there. You know things aren't going well at home, so now you think something's happening at that's work.
But it happens,
though.
There
needs to be a boundary.
There needs to be trust within the person that you're with.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You need to have an actual friendship with, because I feel like you wouldn't do that to someone that you genuinely fuck with, like, mm-hmm. that you care about. Mm-hmm. So,
well, that's the thing with the work husband and work wife, is they know all the inside scoop.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Of what goes on, like, when your man or girl not treating you right.
Exactly.
So that one Monday when, you know, mm-hmm. he not treating you right, and then, you know, homeboy come in, bring her some Starbucks, and she's like, oh my God.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's like the worst, like, person. Like, if you're in a relationship and you're the outside person, that's like, that's your biggest enemy, honestly, because they're going to mm-hmm. always be there for that person, like, mm-hmm. give them that, everything that you're not giving them, and that's when things
Would you
go
feel
down.
Better if you knew them?
No, I don't know.
I definitely would.
That's just like a horrible situation.
Likewise. I keep people close. I'm just saying.
Keep your enemies close.
I didn't know what's going on, who's going on. I'm really good at reading people as well, so.
What did I say? Keep your friends close? Keep your friends close?
No. I mean,
that's just too much stress.
Well, I'll talk about personal experience since we're here. Let me get the wine for it.
Go ahead. Go for it.
Yeah. What happened?
The last situation, for example, you knew about it. I did not care about it at all. It didn't really bother me. Yeah. I wasn't insecure, controlling, whatever. It didn't bother me. Yeah. Next thing you know, they end up getting together. Mm. And I had no clue about the whole situation. Mm-hmm. So maybe if I had actually paid a little bit more attention, it would have been in front of me the whole time.
What if it's... All right, so it sounds like you're blaming yourself. What if you just got with a terrible woman? Don't carry that into the next relationship.
I'm not saying I'm blaming myself, but I wasn't very aware of the situation.
Okay.
Because usually I don't like drama, so I just, all that, whatever. I don't need that.
Right.
But then...
Because you trusted in that, like...
Yeah. Like, I let go. Like, I don't care. Like,
because, I mean, but I feel like that says more about you in a positive sense, where you're like, okay, well, I'm with you, or like, I'm doing whatever with you. So you're not really trying to see other things that could be happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're not looking for it.
Yeah.
I'm never looking for it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I don't like drama. So
I have other things that I want to focus on. So like, I don't want to think about my partner mm-hmm. potentially
in, like,
doing
something
in a negative way. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's too much energy.
You're with me or you're with me. Like, either you're not. I mean, like, that's not something I ever want to. My mind isn't drift in that direction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I'm constantly trying to think about your next move and what you're doing,
yeah,
in the back,
it's so annoying.
No, you're taking up mental space I could be doing with something else.
But I got time for you as it is.
No.
Serious. I got a side question for y'all. How do you feel about your significant other working in an environment, like, say your man works with all women? He's the only guy.
That's weird.
What if it's his career?
What career would that be? Is he a gynecologist? Like, well, I'm confused.
Say he works in a strip
club.
Oh,
my God. Imagine.
He works in a strip club. He's a general manager.
Okay, let's make it really clear.
He's a general
being
manager.
Being with a gynecologist?
How big is a strip club?
It's very big. The biggest in America. He makes great money.
In America.
I'm not mad. If he's working at a strip club, I'm not mad at that.
Okay,
I have to be mad.
You were just mad a second
specific.
Ago. You were just mad a second ago. So if he's working in an office with all women, it's a problem.
Yeah, what?
Why?
Where's your logic there?
My logic is...
They're literally half naked. Like, yeah, what?
Because he works in a strip club.
So, and they probably look better, too.
Mm-hmm. I feel like your assumption is like...
Exactly.
You just know what they're there for.
Exactly.
Versus in an office, it's
so
a
So, like, he's
vibe.
Clocking them in that way. But at some point... Here,
what's her type?
What is my type? What is my type?
It's always the friend that will tell you
it's like,
her type.
What is my type?
What is her type?
You're gonna say it. It's gonna be wrong. But go on.
Because you said she had different eras,
or it might be wrong.
So what era is she in now?
Her type is kind of like.
Oh, I don't know what era she's gonna say right now.
Boom. See, look about this.
Her type is like.
Keep it 100.
He's kind of like nerdy-ish in a sense.
That's what you think for some reason. I don't know why, but go on.
Like, what do you mean nerdy? Like look nerdy, or no, he just no. like smart? No, he like, talks.
Like people tend to know him, but he's also kind of like a loner in a sense.
That is not nerdy. That just see, means,
they're cool, but they're also just they just tend to be more like.
So how's that nerdy? Well,
yeah, that's not the definition of nerdy.
Exactly. I wouldn't use that
okay,
word.
Okay, so like, what word would you fill in for?
They're
that?
Like I don't they're know. They're popular, but they choose to keep their circle small.
I guess maybe more goal oriented, so they kind of stay in their own bubble.
That's ambitious? A man. That's a man on, okay. on a mission.
Perfect.
For real.
My sounds taste like sounds good man. Right now.
Yeah.
My taste sounds fire. Like a snack.
Okay. Yeah.
If I was giving you a report card grade, I would give it an A+ at this point.
Thank you.
Like
I appreciate
a man
that.
On his purpose? What? You call that a nerd?
Okay. Sounds like
so
a
wait,
man.
What type of man are you into then? You calling that a nerd?
You are not talking about me.
What's her type? What's her type?
Yep, your turn.
Okay, I was gonna say adventurous.
Keep
however,
it 100.
No, because it's layered. So her type has adventurous qualities. In some shape or form, mm-hmm. the adventurous quality has to be the it factor mm-hmm. in any regard. So
like, do you mean spontaneous? Yeah. Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Okay. So either if she's going everywhere, that's the adventurous factor.
Like
or if she's constantly, you know, being entertained in that sense, like with the same person, obviously, but like just like
you just gotta keep me on
spontaneous,
edge.
Spontaneous, exactly.
I have to always be on edge. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God, no. Like,
so you're
he just
a wild
did
card.
This and that. Like, oh no, he's here. Like, I just have to.
She likes the drama.
So you don't like a schedule.
Man,
you don't like a set schedule.
No.
Stability? No. Never knew her. Never knew her.
So your report card is the bad one.
Is it? I don't know.
I think she has a more developed report card.
I don't know.
We're than
I
do.
It's a weird.
We're working. If we're doing the... Okay, anyways. Looks? Oh, I got you. Perfect. Okay, tatted. Tatted, that's for sure.
Perfect.
Tatted. He's also...
One person.
Two. Three, actually.
Damn, she don't even know her roster. She didn't been through...
Three. First one, recent.
Oh, yeah.
Semi-recent.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about him.
Oh, that one.
That was so quick.
There's also a douche element somewhere in there.
I think,
and
if
oh,
I'm gonna talk,
wait. Okay. Overall, controlling.
Yeah.
Wow.
For sure. But she likes it though, so it's fine.
Yeah. No. Definitely. Like
oh, you are interesting.
It's like the that one person that's kind of like the center person that everyone kind of hates, but also is always around, and you kind
like
of follow.
What?
I mean, like that's literally like if you reflect on all of them, it's literally what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, yeah no,
I know that. That. I'm well aware of
yeah,
that
that's okay.
situation.
It's awareness is the first step. Just completely.
So, what's her type? Look, wise.
Her type is more like
what is my type?
A little bit more disciplined.
Oh yeah, that's for sure.
What's that mean?
Look wise? I'm talking about
sorry,
look wise.
Okay.
Look wise.
Look wise.
They've all ranged.
They have range.
All range. All of them.
There's got to be a
well,
common
actually,
thread.
Nope. I've only ever seen two of them. So
yeah,
you've only
and they're
seen
very.
Two.
So are you like just tasting
I
the rainbow
lived
right now?
In Orlando for a while, so she never actually saw any of them.
We've known each other since elementary school, but she
like
only really started like. Dating, I guess.
I'm a private person as well.
But who? How you do that? Hey, fellas. You asked my bookie, and they listen.
They listen.
Check me out,
okay.
Right? My bookie designed a unique deposit bonus that lets you cash in and cash out quickly. Go ahead, boy.
You know it's Super Bowl season, baby. I'm
yes,
trying to place
is.
These bets.
Woo!
You can bet on anything from the coin toss to the length of how long that national anthem going to be. We got Rihanna singing at the halftime performance. You could bet on the color of the Gatorade that's going to be poured at the celebration. It's that simple.
Yes. This is a unique deposit bonus for sports bettors who want to focus on what to bet and not a payout sweat. Check this out, right? Make your first deposit today.
Today?
With the promo code.
What is it?
CIVWYP. What you say? You say what that stands?
CIVWYP. Can I vibe with y'all podcast? No, don't even look at me.
All right, your favorite thing is, you don't know it or you're in denial about it. He likes a girl that is very confident and likes to tell him what to do, to be honest.
Hold on, you say it every time. You gotta refine it.
Don't do it.
I like a girl who's confident.
No.
Telling me what to do. Because that comes off wrong.
This isn't your question to answer.
He has a common thread of women that are very assertive. Like they tell him, this is what I like. Mm-hmm. This is how I need you to be. And so many words. And to his he's naturally a catering person and he's a people person. So sometimes he doesn't realize it, but he likes a woman that tells him what to do very indirectly, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I've seen that common thread with a lot of women that you date or even that you just hook up with.
Are you a people pleaser?
He is, 100.
I am.
He's very nurturing.
But I don't like the term telling me what to do.
They do it in so many ways.
People pleasing. You enjoy pleasing people.
I do, but on my terms.
This is what I like, and then he goes trying to fulfill it.
Because if I want to please you, then I'm going to please you.
Yeah.
But if you're like...
But you want to please.
But the way he says it is like, it sounds like, Kaz, I want you to do this, and I just go ahead and do it. It's not like that.
I feel like he disagrees.
You'll go out of your comfort zone to please her.
I can compromise, but I'm not going to do everything she wants to say. And I would want her to compromise for me too.
Yeah.
If I'm like, I like to do this, and you don't really like to do that, but we can come to a common ground, all right, I could do that. But it's not going to be like, we're just going to...
She's
gonna walk
want.
All over me. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna walk all over her and mm-hmm. call it a day. I want an example though, because you always say that, but there's never been an
Drop
example.
It. Tell us.
There's never been an example of a woman who just told me what to do and I did it.
Do you mean like, go get my jacket?
Because you're not a confrontational person. So like she'll do something.
Oh my God, this is just like talking. Except this is you.
But then you'll still do what she wants you to do, even though you don't want to do it, which is still being
it's not doing what she wants me to do.
This is Hannah. This is me having a conversation with Hannah.
What's your sign?
We're not doing that.
I want
to
know.
Take a guess.
I just like to avoid problems that don't need to be there.
I feel you.
Okay, I have a question. When you have to address an issue, do you address it?
Absolutely. How would you know? First of all, how would he know?
Because
I'm in a room privately with the girls. How would he know that?
Okay. Let me refine it for you.
How would you know that?
They're fighting.
How would you know that?
Let me refine the question.
So you in the room with me with her?
Let me refine the question.
No.
One person on the mic at a time.
Wait. He said he's seen it multiple times out in public. One thing I hate to do is argue in public.
I hate to argue in public. Absolutely not.
So in public, I'm going to brush it to the side. We're going to talk about it later. But when we're in private in the room, I'm definitely addressing it.
We're going in.
In public, though, I am...
Well, let me refine it. Let me refine the question real quick. Can you address it in a way that's effective?
Absolutely. I believe in healthy conversation.
No, that's not what I asked you.
What you mean?
Can you address it in a way that's effective?
Like making your
point and that person actually understanding you and like...
Absolutely.
Okay.
But if it's a type of person that's like hard-headed.
They're not willing to,
because I'm a type of person, if I don't agree with you, but I'm willing to understand, if you're not like that, then that's not the type of person for me.
But I agree.
If we're just like constantly, like I'm saying my point, you saying your point.
Oh, I hate that.
There's no common ground. You're not the type of person for me.
No, I don't like fighting for no reason.
But he's seen in public. In public, I hate arguing. It's my biggest pet peeve. I hate arguing in public. Because we just look dumb.
Yeah.
We look dumb.
Stupid.
Everyone is involved in that situation.
Dumb. The worst thing.
That's my deal breaker.
I love seeing it.
And you
it was strange.
You've seen the worst of it.
That's
so
fun to watch.
That's why it's like I can so understand why you say that, but
watching drama always.
Once we get back home, like,
no, thank you.
So you're a people person as well.
A people pleaser.
She is? Because you said you have the same conversations.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, no, I'm like not. What you guys.
We're still going back to your type too.
We'll get back to that.
I'm more of the people pleaser. She just doesn't care.
That's not that I don't care. I think I have a tendency to over this isn't a word, but like over boundary and not realize it because
yeah, this she's is more my like mentality. Protective of herself
100%
versus like other people, which is a good thing,
but also a bad makes me balance right. with everything.
So,
but if you address it with me, I will listen to you. I will listen to you.
Stretch.
No, because you address things passively sometimes, which doesn't register well with me. I'm a very direct person. I don't understand that. Like, what are we talking about? What's going on?
I'm viewing the two of us.
No, that's how we just felt about like you guys.
Yeah. That's how we feel.
Well,
like
I said, we grew up together. Yeah. So we've known, I think this is probably like the deepest and longest relationship that we've had with other people. So we can really see and like grow with one another. And we know the way that the other person grew up. And that too.
I know how her brain works and she knows how my brain works.
Right. So we know we are just so like opposite in like a good way that it like meshes well together. So she's more of like the mean one.
Sound like us.
I'm literally she's a little bit more like dry, I guess. And I'm more of like the
direct,
the bubbly one. But to that same sense, she's still bubbly. And I can be mean about certain things.
I've gotten bubbly so often though.
Damn.
It depends.
That's like, probably, I guess not the best like, way to whatever. Express it.
I get what you're trying to say.
This is us.
Yeah. Like from what it seems like for you guys. I've always been in a relationship. She has been like in like weird situations. So yeah, it's like the same thing. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, no. When you guys were talking, we're like, oh, this is like literally
us
having a conversation.
Like that was like the same yeah. therapizing.
It is the same.
Yeah no, identical.
It is the same.
Identical.
So no, we feel we're coming. We're
so I guess now I have to say his type.
What is your sign? I just want to know. I'm just curious.
No. What's your date of birth?
No. We could talk about.
Like
I'm gonna
casual.
Start saying we don't talk about
what
politics,
time,
religion.
What you burn?
No.
I have
no
clue.
We're not gonna go there.
You're an Aquarius,
Sagittarius. I don't know the signs of that. To new.
I don't. We're not that sign deep.
Can you guess ours?
We just.
They already told all of them.
I would never guess.
No. You don't know anything about it, but what's your sign?
I'm not good with. I'm honestly.
I'm not good.
All I know is about
no
mine.
Idea.
What's yours?
I'm not going to tell you because then we're going to start a whole conversation.
Where's your ID?
Okay, I have a question. Are any of you Pisces?
I don't even know what month that
is. Oh, perfect.
September? Okay.
No, it's March and like February. But
that's very tight. Mm-hmm.
So you're tight personality-wise.
What?
Oh, mine?
Yeah. Personality
there
first.
There really isn't much personality to it, but okay.
As long as she can...
Aren't you supposed to answer? You're supposed to answer for him.
Mm-hmm. I'm answer for him.
Okay.
She really don't gotta have much personality.
She just has to bend over and put her back.
She already know you.
I didn't think so.
She gotta have rhythm.
I mean, She's gotta have rhythm.
She's probably a little Caribbean or something. She's not American because
she's not American. That's for sure.
Not even Caribbean.
She could just throw it back.
Okay, but she's not American, is she?
Just
all she
got
to be able to do is throw it back,
baby.
And use that mouth.
What that mouth do?
She does not have to use much conversation.
No conversation. Perfect.
What?
All she has to do is look good. The very bare minimum. She doesn't have to know how to cook, how to clean, how to take care of herself.
Are you hitting a stick? What's going on? Like, is this a human being that we're talking
she
about?
She really don't got to have no substance to her.
Right.
All she got to do is know
booty.
How to get in
booty
and out the
boobies?
House.
Booby or boobies? I mean...
What?
Booty
so she can't
booty.
Be directionally challenged
booty.
Is what you're
booty.
Saying.
She really could. She really could.
No English.
She could speak no English.
Necessary.
It could be your first day in America. As long as she know how to work that mouth and open the door and get out.
Damn.
Bingo.
Can you pull your pants down?
Bingo.
You know what? It's fine. I got it. Perfect.
Wow.
Also, she has to be willing to be able to be controlled.
Okay.
Are we talking about
sexually? Because he's not around for very long. So are we talking about sexually or
you
just
open
in
her from a box? It's a toy.
Mm-hmm. It's your toy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Looks wise.
Doesn't have conversation.
Blonde.
Fake booty, fake lips.
Wow. That's a phase right now. That's a phase.
Actually,
it's a phase right now.
Like 3 years.
I said that. I said it's a phase. I like,
really?
I like Hispanic women, but a phase right now is blonde and
fake lips. Don't those feel weird?
No.
Oh.
No.
I actually wanted to ask you guys this question. Is like, what are your thoughts on like, you know,
like plastic surgery and
yeah.
stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
If It looks good.
Yeah.
If you don't overdo it.
Okay, what does look good?
Don't overdo it.
Mm, can you be more specific than that?
Like, you know,
you still look
about,
human.
Yeah. And okay. Like, yeah. You got a freaking dump trunk back there. And like, you don't even fit in your pants.
Like, your ass is like so much bigger than your thighs.
Yeah.
Like, your lips are damn near bigger than your face. Like, no. Like,
yeah.
I've dated girls who've had it done, but like, basically. You know, they still look good. They still look natural.
Would you prefer a natural woman versus like,
I feel like you don't care.
I prefer natural.
Depends on how good she looks, but natural.
We're really complete opposites.
No, we are.
But
wait, what?
We're complete opposites.
Who?
Wait, this side versus O.
What's good? What's good, baby? This is our outro. You know what I'm saying? This is Hannah Cedillo, aka Hennessy. This is Nikila Nicholas, aka Tequila.
What is it? You said it.
Nikila Nicholas.
Can't it's curse. Spelled like Nike, like the brand Nikela Nicholas.
Nikela.
I'm also a swimwear model, so check me out.
Wow.
Okay.
Do you consider yourself a model?
Why not? I wear all hats.
Interesting.
Yeah, okay. If I do it, I do it. If I don't, I don't. That's okay.
Go ahead, drop yours.
Again, it's your boy Chris. You can follow me on IG at Mathis023.
It's your boy Kaz. You can follow the IG CAZ_0. But don't go nowhere.
Nowhere.
Because we was taking shot o'clock. You know what I'm saying?
Shot o'clock.
Follow this beautiful podcast. I can't abide with y'all podcast on all platforms. Share with your mama. Share with your daddy. Share with your friends. Share with your baby mamas, baby daddies, your dogs, your cats, all that good stuff. Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate y'all.